The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy was a young girl who lived with her Auntie Em and her little dog Toto. One day, a tornado-like wind carried Dorothy and Toto to a strange land called Oz. It was a beautiful place, but Dorothy only wanted to go home again. She met a kind, beautiful witch who told her only the mighty Wizard of Oz could help her get home. Dorothy must follow the yellow brick road to the Emerald City to find the wizard. The kind witch gave Dorothy a pair of sparkly shoes to help her on her way. Dorothy and Toto followed the yellow brick road. Along the way, they met a scarecrow who only wanted a brain, and a tin woodsman who wanted a real heart. Later, they met a cowardly lion who wanted to be brave. They would all ask the wizard to help them. The yellow brick road took them through a very gloomy forest. Finally, they left the forest and came to a very large river. Dorothy started to cry when she saw the river. She wondered how they would ever get to the other side. The Tin Woodman told her not to worry. He would build a boat. They were very happy when they reached the other side. They continued along the yellow brick road and finally reached the Emerald City. Once inside the wizard's emerald green palace, the scarecrow, tin woodsman, and cowardly lion cleaned themselves and Dorothy was given brand new clothes. Dorothy was presented to the great Wizard of Oz, but all she could see was a huge, enormous head above a throne. Dorothy asked the wizard to send her home. She heard a loud, booming voice telling her that he was Oz the Terrible, and he would help her. But first she must kill the Wicked Witch of the West. Dorothy asked the wizard to send her home. She heard a loud, booming voice telling her that he was Oz the Terrible, and he would help her. But first she must kill the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked Witch of the West was very powerful. When Dorothy, the Scarecrow, Tin Woodsman, and Cowardly Lion entered her castle, she made them prisoners. One day, the witch took one of Dorothy's sparkly shoes. Dorothy was very angry and told the witch to give it back. Dorothy threw a bucket of water at the witch. Suddenly, the witch began to melt. Dorothy grabbed her shoe, and she and her friends ran from the castle. When they returned to the Emerald City, they discovered that the mighty wizard was not a wizard at all. He was just an ordinary man. He was sorry he had fooled them, but they all got what they had wished for. The cowardly lion had found courage. The Tin Woodsman had found a heart. And the Scarecrow had more brain than straw in his head. This was true. But Dorothy reminded the wizard that she wanted to go home. And so she would, in a big, beautiful, colorful air balloon. The kind, pretty witch told Dorothy the secret of her sparkly shoes. All she had to do was tell them where she wanted to be. They were magical shoes. Dorothy and Toto climbed aboard the balloon and waved goodbye to all their friends. Goodbye, 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 everyone. We'll miss you, we'll miss you. Dorothy whispered, home, home, take me home. Soon, Dorothy and Toto arrived home, where Auntie Em greeted them with many hugs and kisses, because Auntie Em was really happy to have them home again, safe and sound.